All right.
Got.
I think that sexual phrases.
Whoa.
On this show, really? Sexual made you say whoa?
I mean, this is like out the gates.
Nah.
So I didn't. You didn't say hear me out. You didn't say like.
And you are going to hear me out. You feel me? Check this out.
All right.
I think we as a culture need new names for certain sexual acts. You know,
okay.
Getting head, you know. Getting vagina, all that kind of stuff. Y'all be saying getting dick, getting penis.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be more creative. So I think this is the show for us to introduce new options.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
I got a pretty good one.
What?
It all started from this. So,
trying to get that corn dog.
I don't hate it.
Shish kebabbed.
I hate that one. Corn dog. If you was telling your girls like you was leaving the party and you're like, nah, I got a corn dog appointment.
He pulled out that corn dog and my eyes went whoop.
It didn't. It sounds cool and mm-hmm. corn dogs be some good lengths.
They be thick too.
Right. I don't hate that.
Mm-hmm.
For my submission for the day is going to be a replacement for getting head.
For the man or the woman?
For the man. Either way. But
I think there's a million names out there for y'all getting head. But go ahead.
I'm just saying, we need some new ones.
Okay.
I would like to put this on the sexual table. I was getting the buoy.
The buoy? Oh, because it be bopping up and down in the water?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was getting the buoy.
Bitch, and I got down and I gave him the buoy.
I was down there giving the buoy.
And he exploded.
Boy, I had to call the Coast Guard. She was giving me the buoy.
The buoy.
You like it?
I do. Only because I'm thinking of a buoy just going like this.
They be buoying.
They're always bopping.
They always bopping. You know, that was my last suggestion. I was getting
that
the bop.
No, that is your term. That is not your suggestion. That is the start to every one of your raps.
I've only said that once.
Well, I've heard you say it a million fucking times.
Oh, well, I mean.
I was getting the bop.
That's
how
fire.
All your freestyles start.
No, but I'll be freestyling that a lot.
Let me hear a freestyle from you was getting the buoy.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay.
I was getting the buoy.
I took my Asian girl to eat some chop suey. She took me to the back of the dojo, gave me the buoy.
I kicked her off of me because she was a newbie.
Ooh.
And then she was as big as Stewie.
I was gonna say. She told me to do her doggy like Scooby. You see the doer?
Mm-hmm.
D-O-O.
We got caught and that shit was in Newsweek.
Scooby and Newsweek? Okay. I got a old rich girl to
named
smash
Susie.
Me and she flew me.
Her name on her ID was Susie.
She was the blood that wore red, but still she blew me.
Oh, wow.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Thick Threads, the thickest show on the internet. I'm your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
Oh, and I'm Persephone.
Intro!
Rare! What is going on
Rare
here?
Rare intro.
So I know you on that shit today.
Hey, I don't know.
You look like a middle school cartoon character.
I do look like I would be in the regular show.
Yeah, like this would
be. Talking to a bluebird.
Yeah, you should wear this outfit every episode, and then people will start dressing as you. You know, for I like Halloween.
That. There are some entertainers that take the cartoon approach and wear one outfit all the time, and they be having like hella the same shirt. I think
like,
I could do that.
Chance the Rapper and his three hat. Doesn't he always have that hat on?
Yeah.
So if you wanted to dress as Chance the Rapper, you could wear anything.
With
as long as you have that three
hat
on.
Well, I feel like if you were going to dress up as Chance, you'd wear like the khaki overalls or something that he's known for wearing. But he don't be like a cartoon character like that. I think of like Janelle Monáe, who literally would wear the same butler outfit everywhere
like
she went.
Like a little suit. Like a little.
I think she did that. Well, she did that because her parents were working class or something.
Mm.
But that's called like the like. The cartoon character thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think, didn't Steve Jobs do that?
He did.
Steve Jobs had a closet full of black turtlenecks and blue jeans. He didn't wear shit else.
You'd be Tom from MySpace.
Huh?
You'd be Tom from MySpace.
Oh, white tee?
There's only one.
That's crazy.
There's only
one. He did it right. He blew up. MySpace was all about vibes. Wasn't no ads. It was straight. And then he sold it and dipped out. Nobody knows where the hell he is.
Have you ever seen another picture of him? Do you know what he looks like?
Nigga, Tom could file my taxes and
Tom
I wouldn't know.
Tom could be the engineer in the other room.
Andrew? No, it's not Andrew.
He could be. Hey.
Tom, I don't think Tom wore glasses though. Tom had a white tee. Tom was like an NPC in a video
Tom
game.
Tom has one picture. You have no idea if
he
wore glasses
no
or not.
He had no distinguishable features. He was just guy number seven. He was just like a background character.
He responded to Elon Musk, right, about taking over Twitter.
Tom made a resurface?
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about,
it was only one.
That'd be kind of cool.
Only one little message, but I was like.
I trust him. Okay, he's probably done hella shit. We just haven't been keeping up with him.
We don't know what.
Because, I mean, we're still calling him Tom. His name is probably like Thomas White or like some long ass name.
I mean, how would you know? I don't know.
All right, well, while you gloss it up.
My lips not looking juicy. They not looking like no DSLs.
I got a story.
Hey, wait. So you only have one name for sex?
Yeah.
Just one?
That was my submission for the episode. I'll have one next time if you want one.
Oh, do I need to come with one too?
You gave us corn dog. I think corn dog appointment should be a thing.
And shish kebab wasn't good enough for you. Hey, give me that shish kebab.
The abbreviation made it kind of
weird.
Girl,
he brought that shish kebab and had me like
shish kebab.
Wanting to eat that meat off a stick.
I like corn dog. That you could use the same. It's the same metaphors, same jokes, all that.
Big shishka.
Yeah.
Bitch, he had a big ass shishka.
Seems a little racial.
What?
I'm not even sure why, but wow. Seems like we shouldn't say it.
You're horrid.
All right. I have a thread that is about a dude's experience trying to Netflix and chill with a woman, and a roach appears.
The homie came out the closet. So, the homie came from behind the refrigerator.
I don't. It's a thread. That's two parts, and it was basically it blew up because there was a meme that says how I see a normal cockroach, and it's a picture of a normal cockroach, versus how I see a cockroach that can fly, and it's a picture of a dragon. So somebody saw that and retweeted it and said, "Let me tell y'all about that one night. I thought I was finna Netflix and chill." But some crazy shit happened that stopped everything.
Wow. Have you ever had roaches?
Once.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Take that back. Twice. Once when I was a kid, and then once in like a new place when I was like a young adult.
Oh, your own place?
Yeah.
I've never had roaches in my own place.
It was like, it was one of those situations where I went down to the garage and I saw like two dead ones. And I was like, if there's that's all I saw. But I was like, there's some nearby for sure.
That's how I feel about ants. If I see one anywhere, I'm like, oh, shit.
I've had rats.
You've had rats?
I've had rats.
Oh.
And I've had termites. The only time I've had to have my house bombed was for termites.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. It's crazy because when I had rats.
Were they in your room?
Hmm?
Were they in your bedroom?
I've never saw them. I would hear them.
You could hear them?
Not the termites. Not the termites.
Oh, the rats.
I could hear them scratching sometimes. And it's crazy because we brought this dude in. He was like this cold-ass Hispanic dude who was like a rat whisperer. And he came in. No, not to kill him. He came in to like scout for him. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I remember me and my mom do this all the time. We do this voice. It's like, there's some activity. That's what he said. He kept saying that. There's like, there's some activity over here. And then he saw
the hole where they went into the walls.
There was a hole by my air conditioning that had a whole bunch of like almost like shavings underneath it. And I guess that was just kind of like
teeth.
where they were coming in, and it was pretty nasty. But we got rid of them. We just closed the holes. But yeah, what about you? You ever had any pests?
As a child, we had them at one place that we lived in, and I just remember the time they freaked me out. Bugs, insects, I can't handle it. But
bugs
I do
over
remember,
rats?
Oh, I've never experienced rats.
No, but I'm saying, like, would you be more scared of, like, furry, like...
Rats, yeah.
You'd be more scared
because
of rats.
I feel like rats will bite you. Won't they bite you?
Yeah, either way, I don't think you have to worry about, like, catching a fade with any of these things. But for me, it's like, I can smash a bug way before I can smash a rat.
I'd much rather a roach run over my foot than a rat. Mm. I'll say that. Yeah. Rats, mice, they don't do it for me.
I learned so much about rats when I got them. And apparently they're, like, naturally greasy. They're, like, very greasy.
They?
Like, their fur and the sides.
Oh, they're dirty, right?
Yeah.
Or is it their actual skin type is grease?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if it's, like, a naturally thing or if it's because they're always in trash or stuff, something like that. Mm-hmm. But I did learn that if you go into a restaurant and you know those little wall panels that be on the floor?
Mm-hmm.
That thing. The panel that runs across the bottom of most walls. If you go into a restaurant and you see that that's greasy, there's like grease stains on it, or it's like a little reflective, that means that restaurant has rats.
If it's grease on the bottom portion of the wall,
then that restaurant might have rats. So, what is your thread about?
My thread is men only. What's a date women can take you on that you'd actually enjoy?
Okay. That a woman can take you on. Like, you,
well,
it's not your plan. It's
not
her idea.
She's taking you out.
Okay.
Or he's taking you out. Whatever your, float your boat.
I like that. You know.
Yeah. And
like
it's actually my thread. It's from my Twitter.
You tweeted that originally?
I tweeted that originally.
Okay.
And it got quite a few. I think it got over 500 responses on Twitter.
Noish.
So I feel like I should bring it to Threads.
Why?
Thick old Threads.
TF not.
Big booty Threads.
All right.
Thick thighs save lives Threads.
Where you want to start? You want to start with the roaches? You want to start with the dates?
Should we Rochambeau?
Again?
All right.
Rochambeau pie. Well, if you're going to go with dynamite, then I win.
No, I'm blowing your ass up.
No, that blows a rock up. But remember, the reason I brought up dynamite last episode was because I said it has a cuttable wick. So,
cut. All right. Boom.
You ain't booming shit.
I ain't booming a mother.
We finna talk about these roaches.
Roaches?
These roaches. Rochambeau.
Sounds like a delicatessen, like a roche, a dessert. Let me.
A roche?
Would you like the roche?
Well, unfortunately, this guy was looking for some dessert. He wanted some cake, but ended up getting some roach.
Roche.
So again, this is about that one night I thought I was finna Netflix and chill, but some crazy shit happened that stopped everything. Okay, story time. So a few years back, I went over to this chick house one night. It was the first time I had ever been over there. She kind of lived in a duck off, and the city has been redacted to protect the innocent. So he's trying to say
things.
Oh,
he don't want to say? Michigan.
He might want to spin the block.
Mm-hmm.
He said I had a little trouble finding it, but eventually I did. We had been conversing for a few weeks, and she was fine AF. So I figured tonight a little something would probably pop off.
Mm-hmm.
I get to her house, and I step inside. or at least try to, but the crib kind of messy. You can't even step inside.
Oh, no. So it's not even, oh man. So it's not even that it's the building's fault. It's like her spot is.
Oh, I'm surprised a little because she asked me over, so I figured she'd have it at least kind of clean. It isn't. She got shit on the floor everywhere. I ain't tripping. Baby girl got a little girl, so maybe the baby has just been playing with the toys. The house is messy, not nasty. That's
okay.
Important.
Okay.
Messy is doable.
But messy, the roaches can hide underneath the toys and shit. Okay.
She's sweeping when I get in. That's encouraging. I also smell the potent hint of bleach wafting throughout the crib.
Oh, so she just tried to clean for him. Okay.
Yeah, maybe she ran out of time. You know, she got a little girl. She's mopping her floors with it. I also know it's bleach because my eyes are fucking watering from the amount being used.
Damn, she was really shocked. She was like, you motherfucking roach, y'all stay where y'all at. Don't you come out while this man is here. I'm supposed to get some dick.
But hey, clean house means I can't concentrate when it's time to get my beard moisturized.
Oh, he's trying to eat that. What?
I don't eat the box if the room nasty, if they place gross, I'm not going down there.
She was this fine. Is wine, this nigga said he's coming to eat.
He came with an empty stomach.
Uh-huh.
He says, clean house means I can concentrate when it's time to get my beard moisturized. I ain't got to worry about starting to itch or nothing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, shit is taking a little while. It's looking like she's about to move out this motherfucker. I ain't expect to come over and watch her clean, but whatever. I'm here now. Probably going to spend the night. Might as well watch TV while she cleans. So she did not stop cleaning.
The thing is, see, this is the problem with this lady. If you know that you're going to have male company and your place is not together, you need to extend the time. You don't let him in while you're still cleaning.
You got to just say, like, you got to tell him,
give me a little extra time. I'm not finished doing whatever. You don't have to say cleaning. But you need to give, if you're going to use straight bleach to clean the kitchen, you need to let that air out. So you need to open some windows.
Well, we didn't even talk to the girl yet, so we don't even know how trifling she is. We just know all the information we got so far. He got the invite over. It's still messy. She's cleaning like a wild woman, but she is not stopping. So he's like, whatever, I might spend the night. Cleaning ain't that big of a deal. No one is more lenient than a nigga with a hard penis.
Maybe he'll help her.
I reach for the remote, and that's when I see it. A goddamn roach. And I ain't talking no...
A roach.
Oh, he crawled over here and died, roach. No, this is a living, breathing, grown-ass, flourishing roach. This roach goes to the gym and meal preps. This roach makes protein shakes.
He was jealous of the roach.
He was like, damn, they kind of built.
The roach said, look, this is my bitch.
So I'm kind of So I'm kind of paralyzed at this point. Not because I'm scared of roaches. It's the opposite. I'm paralyzed because I don't understand how the fuck the roach survived the bleach she has all over the house that has my eyes leaking in that house.
Roaches can survive.
The nuclear explosions.
Exactly.
Yeah. I begin swinging on the roach.
This guy is crazy. Who's telling the story? I begin swinging on the roach. So he trying to kill the roach.
I said, square up. Demands university. I think he meant to say universal.
Anybody can get it.
But it's also, if these hands are university, it's like I'm teaching niggas about these hands. He said, I swear I was finna box his ass with the Mayweather shoulder roll. Like this here, and it's a picture of the nigga, the name of the nigga squaring up. The roach is dodging all my shit.
Oh my
I catch him with a right cross. Fap! He hits the ground, wings still flapping.
Wings? So this was the flying
roach?
This
was
one.
A flying roach.
Yeah, bro.
She yelling back at me from the hallway, you want something to drink? Now I done worked up a thirst in round one with this goddamn man roach. But hell nah, I don't want no drink. I don't want no sex. All I want is to survive the night.
That's crazy.
And how does she not know there is a battle of good and evil taking place in her living room? The roach is stunned, but he ain't out for the count.
Did you write this?
No. This guy is crazy.
This is your thread. No. This sounds like you would tell this story.
The roach is stunned, but he ain't out for the count. He starts stumbling, trying to get up. I'm thinking to myself, I ain't going out like this. And he put the game of war. Me and all the niggas charging him. Damn this woman. Damn this TV. Damn this house. And damn this bleach-resistant ass roach trying to treat me like I'm the new nigga in jail.
Wow.
My phone rings. I scoop it and make a dash for the door. I hop over the trash pile.
The trash pile? God. We took a big L. City girls down 10,000.
I scoop it and make a dash for the door. I hop over the trash pile and roll from the steps outside into the grass.
Again, a whole tactical, like.
I sprint down the street to my car. I get to the car to open the door, and it shows Black Panther doing acrobatics.
Let me guess. The roach was on his shirt.
I forgot my motherfucking keys. The end.
Oh, no, you got to go back. Oh, my God.
Ooh, this is by C.J. Lawrence.
That's like escaping the house fire, but you got to go back for the dog.
Shout out to C.J. Lawrence. That story was hilarious.
That's nuts.
He literally, step by step, talked about fighting this roach like it was a dude.
He was fighting for his life. He was. Okay? And sanity.
And you know what's like?
We never ever heard from her though.
She offered a drink and never stopped cleaning. So she probably know how nasty her house is. But she also invited him over.
But that's the thing. It's like, why? I don't know. Like, I guess I've never been the type to not have the cleaning done by the time I've had company. Like,
but I get it. You know, sometimes maybe her schedule caught up with her and she's like, oh, shit, he's already on the way. And I didn't finish this, you know, lost track of time, all that stuff.
Hey, would you feel comfortable stopping to grab us something to eat?
I need
a little bit more time.
You're a therapist.
Can you stop at the grocery store and
people don't process
grab some look
the best way to do things like you
would
do.
Would you stop at the liquor store and maybe grab us some drink?
Now a nigga will stop.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You gotta pull out
like,
your trick bag.
I'ma turn up with you.
If this nigga's like, I'm 5 minutes away and I know I still got the dishes and I still have to sweep.
Nigga, roach is still watching TV on the couch.
Right. And my trash, I haven't taken the trash out yet, so I need at least 10 or 15 extra minutes, I might tell him to pick a liquor that is hard to find.
Like, do you think she knows she has roaches?
Yes. She probably was sweeping most of them up while he was sitting in the living room.
Well, here's the question. Do you think it's possible to have roaches and not be nasty?
Yes, absolutely.
So it could just
happen,
right? Because
I think they dwell in places that you can't help. I mean... Mm-hmm. So
I wasn't nasty when I had roaches.
Right. Neither was my parents weren't nasty when them motherfuckers. I do remember turning the light on and seeing the scatter. And that was just the craziest thing. And the worst part is I got used to it.
Oh, it was a daily thing.
I mean, they would clean what they could, but they were never out in the daytime. I never saw them in the daytime. The only time I saw them in the only place I saw them was on the kitchen floor. Mm. If it was dark in the living room, I turn on the lights, I would see a couple scurry, and that's the only time I ever saw them. I hated seeing them, but thank God I never saw them in my room. I would freak out. I went to my aunt's house in Texas, and they had the flying ones. Mm-hmm. And Lord, I told my mom, I called my mom, and I was like, Mom, I want to go home. Like, I have to get out of here. And she was like, what? She has roaches. And she heard me. Like, my aunt heard me say, like, she has roaches. I have to get
hurt.
Out of here.
You
I
just
know,
in the other
right?
room. She got roaches. Get me out of here. You just
get
like,
me out of here. Save me, please. I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Damn. Yeah, my mom don't play that. My mom's famous word is icky. She says she hates stuff when she doesn't think it's up to par cleanly-wise. She says it's icky. So every time we would find something, she would be horrified and get it done the next day. Because she'd be like, it's icky. I don't want it.
I'm terrified. At this point, I'm terrified of insects. I know I'm big, but I don't like them. You know how like mice are scared of, I mean, elephants are scared of mice.
So you're comparing yourself to.
That's how I feel about insects, period.
Hey,
spiders.
I mean, danger aside, I think the smaller something is, the kind of like the nastier it is, you know. There's like a lot of things that or if it was
like,
about
red ants, fire ants.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want that.
I've had fire ants go up my leg before when I was playing.
Wildlife.
Well, I mean, I was playing in
wildlife.
Okay. Men only. Mm-hmm. What's a date women can take you on that you'd actually enjoy? Someone said.
I'm a input my answer after you're done.
After I'm done. Okay. Well, these are quite a few, and I like these. Sporting event. Check. I've done that.
Easy.
A sports bar. Food, drinks, dancing, sex, and breakfast. In that order.
Food, drink.
Dancing. Sex, and breakfast. .. What's after breakfast? I'm going home.
That sounds sounds regular.
Mm-hmm. This guy said a picnic.
Wow, that was from the dude.
That's lit. Okay.
That was random.
I wouldn't think that a guy would want to go on a picnic.
You know,
you want to go on a picnic?
When I was in New York, I went to it was like a really cool event they did in a park out there, and it was like a black women smoking event.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know what it was, but it was like a bunch of black people just went to this park and they were able to smoke. And watch music and kind of and stuff like that. But it was
watch
like,
music. What is watching music?
Live band.
Oh, okay.
So
it was like a concert in the park where everybody was smoking. Like
kinda,
a music festival.
It was like a vibe. But people brought their own food and stuff like that, and it had picnic vibes, and I was like, you know, if picnic didn't have such a soft connotation to it.
Pick a nigga.
No, that's not what I was thinking. I was just thinking being hella friendly.
Isn't that what? Like, isn't that the root of it?
No, I think you're talking. Aren't you thinking of pickaninny?
Pickaninny?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought picnic was pick a nigga. Could be.
But I mean, I'm here for the.
But
for
out
the
here, like yeah, picnics. I thought when this guy was saying picnic as a first date, I didn't think of like an event.
That's
more
still
so
a date.
Like,
that's still
like
a date
a
idea.
Picnic, like you and I go to the park, blankets, food, you know.
It's got to be a nice park.
It has to be a nice park with views. But that's not something that I typically would have thought you guys would enjoy. So that's cool. Hookah lounge and probably have her choose what to eat after that, then see what the date entails. And then the next comment says, here for the comments. What is it? Go ahead. What is a picnic? Where did it originate?
Okay, I had to go to a Black History website to get the real truth. So here's the question. Is it true that the word picnic originally came from the word pick a nigger or pick a nigger? Apparently, a black person was randomly picked and hanged for the entertainment of whites. The whites, including families, ate from box lunches while enjoying the barbaric act. Mm-hmm. If this is true, we should stop using the word picnic. And this is from Sarah James of from Baltimore, Maryland. The answer is that the word picnic does not suggest racist or racial overtones. It was a 17th century French word, pique-nique, which is a social gathering where each attendee brings a share of food. So, I don't think it is.
So the origin is not pique-nique.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So why? Okay. Interesting.
That's what this site says.
I've never seen that site, but I've definitely heard that as being
I could
the
see
root.
It being that, though. I could definitely see it being that.
Right. That's why I'm like, a football game. I'm old school, so a woman taking me on a date and paying is out of the question unless it's my birthday.
Shit.
Then a Marvel or DC movie, Dave and Buster's, and I'm good to go.
Marvel, DC movie,
so
Dave and Buster's.
So you're cool with being taken on a date?
Yeah.
Good. Good. I think sometimes, like, we don't necessarily want to take you on the first date.
Yeah.
But once we see that maybe there's a little something there, there's a vibe. Like, for me, I've never taken a guy on a first date.
Uh-huh. That's weird.
But, it's just not in my character. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I've really ever dated a guy that wanted me to take him on the first date, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but, I think that's what we're taught, especially as black men. That's what we're taught growing up. Like, my dad, Like for me, I'm not I don't consider myself cheap when it comes to dates. Right. Like if it's something that I can't afford, I'll plan it.
What's up, podcast land? It's your boy C. Diddy, one half of the realest podcast ever. Are you tired of the same boring, unoriginal podcast that lack depth, originality, and substance? Well, I got a solution for you. Join us here every Monday and Thursday on Revolt Podcast Network for the realest podcast ever, where we bring you the best in entertainment news, fashion, sports, music reviews, politics, and street culture with a mixture of the most powerful guests that you're going to find anywhere on the internet. Join us every Monday and Thursday for the realest podcast ever.
Differently or do something different. You okay. know, like I'm the type of person who will cover everything just because I feel like that's what the man should do. Mm-hmm. So for me, going out on a date is like a cool little break from that. But mm-hmm. that's like, I think when that's like your norm, that's right. when it's an issue.
Yeah. But I have like once I'm a spender. I'm not gonna lie. I don't mind spending for the guy that I'm interested in. I like it actually.
Nurture.
It's a good and a bad thing. So, this guy says a dinner and a movie. Dinner can consist of no less than good burger, fries, and a shake to barbecue. Dinner would have to be something classic.
Oh, so he's saying I ain't no cheap bitch. You better take me to a steakhouse.
No. He's saying I am a cheap bitch.
Oh, he's saying
he's
only
saying
burgers.
Dinner can consist of no less than a good burger, fries, and a shake to barbecue. Dinner would have to be something classic.
So no less than, meaning it can't be
no
worse
less than
a burger
or fries and a shake.
What's less than that?
Chicken wings?
Wings are above burgers.
Chicken strips, chicken nuggets.
Are we talking about quality or price now? chicken strips high up on that list. You hear me?
I mean, I don't know what goes under. He said a good burger.
He's confusing me.
He said a good burger, so that's different. Welcome to Good Burger.
I'll be wine and
the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
I'll take the. See, I knew that was gonna happen. She was trying so hard. They had a whole song and dance trying to keep these damn earrings in, and I said it's gonna fall out during the podcast.
And you were prepared for it.
Your
what you got?
Falling off.
Shut up.
Look at you getting stuff from Wish.
All I did was lose the back of the earrings because you cut them nails are too long.
Damn.
My earrings were not. Yes, they're not from Wish. Either Top Golf or a new Marvel movie.
A lot of Marvel. I like Top Golf.
I would love to take a guy to Top Golf.
The problem with these.
And they got a new one out here.
The problem with these dates are like, it's like too leaned into the dude stuff. Like
it is.
I wouldn't have fun going to a football game with somebody who didn't
Doesn't really like football.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want somebody to suffer. I would rather just go with somebody who's like super into it also.
But if she's taking you on a date that you would enjoy, then her enjoyment's going to come from taking you somewhere that you enjoy.
Yeah, but I think.
I think it's different for you guys. Maybe you guys don't get enjoyment from taking us somewhere that we enjoy if it's not an interest yours also.
It has nothing to do with me. It's just like I would be more comfortable with us both having fun. It's hard for me to fully be into something when I know that somebody's just like, what is this? You know, so like.
But you don't think that that's a moment of like teaching or like this is what I'm into? Because, I mean, if you fast forward to if you guys do decide to move forward with a relationship or whatnot, I mean, at times you would want like her to come to something with you that you enjoy.
Yeah.
That maybe,
so
if you took the time to teach her and she was naturally, I feel like when we're really, really into a guy, mm-hmm. like his interests. Like even if it's not our interest, like I want to know more about it. Mm-hmm. So, and honestly, I don't want to do my own research about it. Maybe I will every now and then to surprise you. Like, hey, I know what this is, you mm-hmm. know, I'd rather you teach me.
I feel like if that's the case, then pull up with me and my friends to Sunday night football or, mm-hmm. you know, do this with me. You know what I mean? Like, I think that. Do I think I couldn't have fun at a football game if I was super into football and a, mm-hmm. a girl took me there? Absolutely, I would, you know. But I think that I would just be kind of going out of my way to be like, you good, mm-hmm. inclusion, maybe like letting them know what's going on. I feel like there are fun things that are just sort of like unanimously fun that you could do together, as opposed to doing something that just I want to do.
I think this next one might be your date.
Boom. Let's hear it.
Steak dinner.
Okay.
Top golf.
Okay.
Live music.
Okay.
Plenty of drink and smoke.
It's a cool date. It's a cool date. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Anywhere golf. With great seafood, drinks, and combo. Seafood is busting.
A lot of these niggas just want to be fed.
That's it really is. The next one, to a taco truck or a taqueria. Go eat pupusas at a Salvadorian restaurant.
Fire.
Etc. I'm a simple guy and things like that make me happy.
If taco trucks are your thing, then that's cool. But it's like, if you're going to do something.
I don't necessarily want to take it, but... If I know that that's his thing, then it's like, okay.
Right. But it's like, you can't really sit down at a taco truck. You know, like, if that's his thing, then for sure. But that was, I like the pupusas part better.
He said, I love dinners with live bands, preferably jazz, but hip hop. Soul or rock can do as well. First date, we got to look face to face. I need to know who the hell you are, high key. You like that one?
That was a good one.
This one, paintball, shooting range, car show, sports game. I enjoy all the paintball would be so fun, but I don't see that as a first date.
These are first dates.
Oh,
options.
You know what? They're not. It's
they're
just,
not, right?
Just
yeah.
What? Yeah.
I think if
but
the
I
girl
feel like
is
that's
into
a group
that,
thing.
What, paintball?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shooting range. If the girl's into guns or wants to be into guns, I feel like that would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's like
but
just.
But this is the thing. It's not about her in this. This is her taking you on a date you enjoy. Because when you take her on a date, you might not necessarily, or you may, but I don't know if the majority of guys will take a girl on a date of something that they actually enjoy versus what they think she'll enjoy.
Yeah, so because dudes, that's part of dude's game.
But I think in the question for this, it's not about what she enjoys. It's about her taking you somewhere solely that you would enjoy.
But you got to think, like, this isn't a anniversary or a gift. This is a date. And I feel like dates should be fun for both parties. Mm-hmm. And
I think if it was, then we'd see more dates where guys enjoyed them. But it seems like guys will just take her on the date so they can get back home.
Exactly. So it's not really about that. It's just, it's the courting part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter whose idea the date was, it's still about courting. And when it comes to courting, it's usually the dude courting the woman. Because the woman doesn't need that dude for sex, but the woman, in your example, they're trying to make the girl like them. So they might want to do just, they might go through hell just to make sure that the girl's having fun because that's what their intent is about.
So I think the dating scene needs a revamp. Because honestly, I feel like if men who you guys are the pretty much the majority of who takes us out on the first date, if you guys actually did stuff that you enjoyed as well, that it would make the vibe a lot stronger and you could actually get the needs that you're looking for to get met.
Mm-hmm.
Much better than, all right, bitch, I took you to eat. I took you. You got a steak. Now give me some pussy.
Well, that, I mean, you know? besides like, dudes just being overly aggressive and feeling like they're owed something, I think that if you're the type of dude to be like, man, I hate dates. I hate restaurants. Mm-hmm. I don't even like this restaurant. And you suffer through the whole date.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like that's going to add to your aggression at the end of the night when it's like, damn, I was doing all this bullshit. Mm-hmm. I was spending all this money. But for me, it's like I'm not going to take a girl to a restaurant that I don't like the food.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to suggest something that I'm going to be miserable at just because I'm like, yeah, because you can still be miserable in a date. And if the energy ain't there, y'all still not going to go anywhere with that. So
I'm the type, people will ask me, like, what's your favorite type of date? And I really enjoy, like, active activities. I like doing shit. Like, even if it's bowling, I'd like to go roller skating.
Right.
Paintball is fun. I mean, I would think it's fun. I've actually never been paintballing. Mm. But if we did go to the shooting range, I enjoy the shooting range. I have fun, even though... You know, my aim might be okay.
But if niggas paid more attention to that, I feel like the date would be more successful. Because
absolutely.
What's the point of a date? It's to sort of like vibe and have fun together. Mm-hmm. And if you limit it to the classic stuff like restaurants and mm-hmm. dancing, you can have an amazing time eating dinner together, but it's right. like, it has a cap. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to, the most is going to be good conversation and laughter.
Honestly, dinner is just like, for me, dinner is, eating is just like part of the date. It doesn't have to be, I honestly don't want the food to be the main part of the date.
Right.
I want that to be, if we went somewhere where we went go-kart racing, mm-hmm. I love go-kart racing.
Right.
So if we went go-kart racing, I'm okay with us going to Chick-fil-A. I'd rather the food be the side activity
than
the main activity when going on a date. Like,
right.
it'd be fun. That like, take me somewhere with a crazy-ass view. We can go to Wendy's is one of my favorite fast food restaurant.
Slept on. I love Wendy's.
We can go get some food from Wendy's and go to the top of a hill on Mulholland Drive. That was I went on a date. It was fire. I went on a date. We got food. We did go to a restaurant though. But after we ate, we went up. I think it was Mulholland Drive, and there was a DJ at the top of the hill that overlooked all of LA.
Oh,
and it was literally like maybe 10 different couples there just mm-hmm. chilling and listening to the DJ. And it was fire. Like,
that's
people
lit.
Came and went. And it was
it's
just
memorable,
like,
too.
Yeah, it was memorable. It was a really cool environment. And I was like, damn, this is different. Mm-hmm. And it was his idea. He was like, let's drive up and just see the views. But we didn't know there was going to be a DJ.
Oh, that's
but,
cool.
Yeah. So
and
it
sometimes
ended up,
random stuff like that is cool, too.
Yeah. So I think, I don't know. My favorite type of dates are active, but I know I was an athlete. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been on just
sometimes
dinner
girls,
this and
to
sometimes
do that
the conversation. I was a therapist, so talking so much is just like, okay.
It's,
I talk
it's
all
harder
day
too.
When I go.
I feel like if dudes leaned more into fun dates,
mm-hmm.
it'd be easier on them too.
Absolutely.
Because you got to think about like to just sit across from somebody and. Just
that you
talk.
Don't know.
Yeah, and just talk. You got to be either just really, really good at conversation
mm-hmm.
or just you have just a persona down pat that you
right.
do every time.
Right.
But it's like that is putting yourself in a harder position because now you're mm-hmm. just nothing but personality, nothing
mm-hmm.
but talking. This is all that's going to make you
right.
want to
but if you go
keep
bowling,
talking me or smash me.
Right. But if you go it's bowling, a, then now it's like,
mm-hmm.
okay.
It's in her mind as a fun
right.
thing.
Right. Dudes love shit talking. So we go bowling. Now we make it, you know, me versus you. But at the
so
same time,
easier.
Or she can act like she don't know how to bowl. So you come behind her and show her like, you know, it's very flirtatious. It's active.
And
like
it's easier.
It's fun. And it's easier.
And here's the best part. You having fun too.
Right.
So it's like she at the end of the night, she's like, nah, I ain't trying to smash.
Right.
Okay. It was fun.
I had fun. Right. The
right.
night is not.
As opposed to
yeah.
you going like this the whole night. And then
yeah.
you're like, so are we doing anything? I spent all this. I did all this.
You gonna
and it's just
give
like,
me something.
You can, you would literally have an easier time and a more fun date. I've gone on really fun dates where within the first 10 minutes, I'm like, this isn't, I'm not going to. See her again.
Okay.
This is it.
So that leads me to my question for you. What is the best date that a woman has ever taken you on?
It's a hard question. Been on some pretty cool dates.
Well, okay, I won't say the best. What's one of your faves? Or have you been taken on a date? I didn't even ask that. Have you
yes.
been taken on a date before? Okay.
Absolutely. I've actually, I've been very, very, very lucky. I believe that you kind of get the energy you attract,
mm-hmm.
which is why some people put an image out that's weird,
mm-hmm.
and then they're complaining about like, man, all these girls that I talk to, all these dudes I talk to are blah, 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 and it's
mm-hmm.
just like, yeah, you kind of like that.
Right.
So, I like to think that I establish fun very early.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever, you know, I decide to, you know, keep something going with a woman, they're always fun.
Okay.
And I think that, that you know, I've just been very blessed with very, very cool. It would either be like, you know, surprise Airbnbs, you know, okay. in the middle of like a nature-y spot. You know, I'm a big fan of like almost like step by step planned out like storyline stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Almost like, you know, you walk in and it's just like, here's this, you got to go over this. And it's just like, oh, snap, I'm on a little side quest, you know?
You did it like a little, what are those hunts called?
Like scavenger hunt style? Hunt. Uh-huh. I did that
for a boyfriend of mine. I did a whole scavenger. He had to go to the Biltmore to pick up an envelope from the...
Oh, driving places?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I did a whole, like, and then I got the hotel room.
That's lit.
Like,
every scavenger hunt I've set up for people, whether romantically or I do that with my parents a lot, it'll be all in the same place.
But okay. So where did she take you? Like, what was this date?
Well, I was referencing a couple different things just now.
Oh. Just a memorable one. It doesn't have to be the best one that you've been on. Just one that... Where you was like, oh, this is a fucking vibe.
It was very simple. I don't even think I went anywhere. It was like a care package of all my favorite things. And it wasn't for a birthday or it wasn't for an event or anything.
Okay.
It was just like, you want to hang out? But it was just like, you know when somebody just like, supplies an entire vibe and you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
It was just one of those things where like you pull up and they were like, drank, got you some smoke, made you your favorite meal because I asked you secretly and blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And then it was just like, I think it just ended up being like a gaming competition or something like that.
Oh, so a night in.
It was like a night in, but she just like between like the vibe itself, the music, the food, mm-hmm. what we did, and then it's like, it seems like people argue about this all the time on the internet, but I feel like women are really, really, really good at secretly finding out like the little things that you like.
We listen.
It's not even listening.
It is. No, if we listen.
It's you guys.
We listen.
You guys pry too, but we don't even know it's prying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you give that advice to us, and we're just like, okay, just listen, which would help. But I think what you guys have the edge in is you guys pry in ways that we don't even know. We're just stupid, and we're just like, hey, what's your favorite flowers? Where's your favorite restaurant? But y'all do it weird where we don't even know until the surprise happens or it happens, and it's just like, oh, I didn't even tell her about this. Mm-hmm. I just went here, you know, or I just picked up something.
I mean, but you guys say things in passing. When I say we listen, it really is that, because we don't necessarily, the fact that you think it might be prying means we're doing what we're supposed to do.
But I know what y'all are doing too.
Most of the time it's not, though. You, in casual conversation, at least for me, I'll speak for myself. In casual conversation, when you're just chopping it up with a dude, there are things that he says in casual conversation that lets you know, this is what he's into. This is what he likes. This is what I can do. So,
I believe that.
So I don't even have to pry. I've never had to pry. Oh. I've always just been like, okay, I hear you.
I think it's because
I hear you, and you don't even know that you just told me this.
Well, when I feel like when I get that surprise, I'm like, how did you? How did you? And then they'll explain it to me. Like one time you said this, or like one time
exactly.
But I think that whenever it was presented to me, it was like in a way that's like, remember when I asked you so-and-so? Mm-hmm. Or like, remember when I did this? So it was like, to me, the pry is the, not even necessarily asking to your point, but necessarily like doing something to get that information, even if it's not directly asked.
I think the best date that I've taken a guy on, I think it was a sporting event.
Hmm.
It was like some courtside shit.
Yeah.
Courtside to either a Clippers game. I've never been super courtside to a Laker game. I've been close, but never courtside.
But you're an athlete.
I am.
So that's right up your alley.
I tend to go into manly shit that I think they would be into. I'm a pretty decent cook, as you.
Decent? Low-key, no. You are actually one of the best cooks I know, personally. That's not a chef. Too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And so I pride myself on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will sometimes, maybe if I'll cook at home, I'll bring him a plate if I know I'm going to see him or
food
something.
Food will get
like
a nigga
that.
Quick. Food yeah. will get a nigga quick.
But I think, yeah, some of the good nights I've done is like, you know, pretended to be a waitress or something like that. Maybe dress up.
Dress How you up, doing, Sugar? You want some more? You want me to top you off?
I do. It's a Southern waitress. Yes, it's a Southern waitress.
You do an accent and everything?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear it?
Oh, my God.
All right, so I'm just at the counter, and I'm just drinking my water.
Hey there, Sugar. How you doing tonight?
I'm all right. How about yourself? Oh, I can't have a different voice?
You have to be so.
Okay, well, fine. I'll be regular. You okay. be the... I'm good.
See,
how you doing?
I've seen you around these parts before.
You said around these parts. All right.
Yeah, I have. What would you like to eat today?
I like it.
You like it?
It's pretty cool. I feel like her name's Savannah.
Savannah.
Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah, so I've done
Beatrice.
A little, you know, little Southern. Little Southern ting. You okay. know, so, but yeah, I've.
That's memorable.
Yeah, but I like to give gifts. So when I'm into somebody, I'll like go shopping. If I'm going shopping, I'll find something that, you know, I think is a vibe, mm-hmm. and I'll pick it up for him and surprise him with it. That's my biggest thing. As far as dates are concerned, like, I like to surprise pay. So he might schedule the date and think that, you know, that he's going to pay, and then mm-hmm. you know, I've slid my card, or, you know, if we go to a store or something and he picks out some stuff or whatever, I'll like give my card instead. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll do stuff like that, because
that's always,
you know,
nice.
I feel like, you know,
especially
I like
if we
to
weren't
give.
We weren't expecting to, because mm-hmm. I think that a lot of gift giving and hate from lack of gift giving mm-hmm. all comes from intention. You know, mm-hmm. it's like when you hear those stories about a date that happens and the bill comes and the guy is just like this.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, the girl starts doing something and the guy's just like, well, shit, I was going to pay anyway, mm-hmm. but you don't have to be weird about it.
Right.
So I think that, you know, surprising someone when they were
not expecting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, that's
it's a whole vibe.
That's
and
solid.
It's gone over well. Every time I've done it, it's definitely been appreciated. And hopefully, maybe I'll do, next time I'll do one for the women. Like, what's the best date that you've ever been taken on? Because I have been taken on some pretty decent dates. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, y'all.
Well, that was a pretty decent set of threads.
It was. It for sure was. Sugar.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
I got a new little proposition for the end of this show.
Okay.
What seems like it? Every time we submit a thread, maybe not every time, but sometimes we both submit our threads and we're like, you had a better thread, or I think my thread was better.
Okay.
What if whoever had, I'm not going to say weaker, because we'd be bringing some fire.
Yeah.
But whoever had the better thread only has to give one fact at the end. But if the other person came a little harder than you.
Okay, came a little harder.
I was about to say, I couldn't say pause, but.
Yummy.
If the other person, you know, brought a thread that went a little harder,
mm-hmm.
then you got to give two facts.
Okay.
Sometimes we be doing the fact sandwich, and I feel like we got no shortage of facts. We got Uber facts. We got all these cool little places, you know, we're getting them from.
Okay.
So, roaches. Dates.
Which one did you like better?
This is tough.
It is tough because I feel like we both had some like pretty strong. But I'm not going to lie. I really enjoyed.
I learned more than yours, but the nigga who was writing mine was funny.
He was funny. He was hilarious. So I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
I'm going to give it to you.
All right. So you got two of them things for me?
I got something for you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You share about 40 to 60% of your DNA with bananas.
I knew that.
Ah, shit.
that is probably one of the craziest facts I've heard in my life.
40 to 60% with bananas.
That's so much.
I love bananas.
That's why.
So I like eating myself.
No, I just think you have a deep ass connection with them because
my mom.
My banana, my choice.
My mom, when I was in the womb, she ate.
You just pronounced the B in womb?
Womb.
Okay.
She ate banana splits every fucking day. That was her craving.
She have like one of those pill containers with Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
They
all had a banana split.
Splits. So she was just like, she consumed so many bananas when she was pregnant with me that.
I was straight up.
Oh, damn. Sorry. There are about 25 million tons of spiders living on Earth.
That's stupid.
25 million tons.
Stupid.
Why is it stupid?
How the fuck would you weigh every spider on Earth?
Okay, I got
Scientists are still finding new spiders.
Okay, I got another one.
What, you just gonna blow through mine?
The internet, the universe, and the human brain all share similar structures and growth patterns.
Say that again?
The internet, the universe, and the human brain all share similar structures and growth patterns.
Now, that's crazy. Because it blows my mind how when you look at a motherboard, how much it looks like
space.
Everything. Yes. It looks like space. It do look like synapses.
And space looks like the human brain. When you see like the different galaxies
the
and stuff.
Fuck out of me.
It bothers you? Why?
Because everybody's brain is a ultra supercomputer. And we don't even know everything about it. And it's just like the stuff in our brain is almost as vast as the universe itself.
Yeah.
So the fact that there's any similarities is crazy. But the fact that they all look the same, and then on an even more meta level, the internet looks the same.
Yeah.
What if we were programmed by something else? What if
we might be?
What if this was just a ladder of stuff? It was universe, us, and then like, oh shit, the internet looks just like that, but there's a bunch of stuff above that.
You know what I like to think? I like to use this analogy. When you were in the womb, the womb. You, in your mind, in your baby mind, you probably thought that was your world, right? That was your world. That's all you see. Well, I mean, follow me. That's all you see is darkness, some light. You hear some noises, but you can't really digest. Follow me. You can't really digest what's going on, but that's your world. That's all you know. And then you come out the womb, and this just entire world of shit that you have to learn that you never even thought existed because in your world.
For it. You got to think about it. At one point, all of us were just floating.
He about to say something crazy.
Just floating. No, follow me.
Okay.
We're just floating. We don't really know what we're doing. We just looking at each other. You know, you looking at somebody that look kind of like you. You looking at somebody that look exactly like you. Just a bunch of people that look just like you, and you're just kind of floating, just vibing, right? And then you start moving a little bit. You're like, whoa. What's going on?
You don't know what's going on because all you can see is what's in your world.
Now hear me out. You feel some moving, and you're like, oh,
there's some music.
Then you feel some vibrating, right? And then
you feel some pounding.
Bam, all of a sudden, just like, and you're just flying. And then you're like, oh, snap. And then there's a little thing with the checkered flag going. And then you're like, oh, I'm in a race. And you're just shake like going real fast, and you're passing all these people. You've just been floating in this stuff.
You went back
I backed
to
up.
Conception.
I backed up.
Okay, I had
you
no idea.
You were floating, looking at all these things that look just like you. Now all of a sudden, you're in a race to the finish with them, and you're going, and you're like hitting people off to the side. They're crashing, and then you see this glorious thing. Boom! There it is. You don't know what it is, but you know what it is, right?
And we all
this big old egg.
You and I won the race.
That's what I'm saying. We didn't already fought. So that was our world.
Right.
The balls was our world. And then we boom, 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 boom. First place, blue shell. It misses you. And then boom, you go into the egg. And then you chill for a second.
But that's what I'm saying. You're speaking to my point.
No, I'm not. Because before the balls was the world. Then you just had a fucking Fast and the Furious race. Now you doing whatever the hell happens when the sperm goes in the thing.
My whole point is you don't know what's on the other side, because your whole world is this. No, that's what I'm saying.
But you started from the womb. I'm telling by the time you were in the womb, you didn't been through some shit already.
But see, when you was in the balls, you probably thought, this is it.
So three things later, you know this ain't it.
No, but you don't, though. That's the thing.
We in this stage knowing there's a next when we die.
We don't really know what the next is.
But we know about it. We
don't.
We know this ain't it, though.
We don't know about the next stage.
Do you know that this ain't it, though?
Some people think it's just complete darkness.
Do you know that this ain't it, though?
I don't know.
How?
It's either
death or heaven.
Nobody knows.
But you know that it doesn't stop here.
You can speculate about anything, you can believe in anything you want, but you don't know.
But you know
what
that there's something
next.
But you know there is a next, is my point.
You don't, though. You don't know if it's complete darkness.
You gonna live forever?
No, I'm saying when you die, you don't know if it's complete darkness or if you go to another planet.
Those are both next. Those are both examples of next.
What I'm saying is
we know that it's either nothing or something, but we know there is a next. So what I'm saying is when you're in the womb, you might be like, damn, all that shit was crazy. I wonder what's next. You don't know. You about to pull through a pussy and see a doctor?
I don't think that you do in the womb. I'm saying I think in the womb, you might believe that this is your world. You're listening to the music that they put up against the belly, the voices that they talk through the belly. You might feel like, you know, I'm growing. This is my life. And then you come out, and then you're like, holy crap. That's why when babies come out, when they open their eyes, it's like,
but they know how to swim. No one ever talks about that. Babies know how to swim. You know why?
They
just
were,
swam
the
a race.
The amniotic sac.
They just swam and went and won a race.
The mansplaining versus womansplaining.
They just
is
swam.
Crazy.
They first of all, they just swam from the balls to the tip of the shaft. If you're like me, it's a long distance. Ayo. That's already a couple miles, right? Then on top of that, you go into the pussy. This is new, which honestly, the dick shaft was probably new too. Because
everything's new is my point. You don't know.
Then you go through the pussy and you go up, and then you grow into a human in the womb.
I thought
you know what
we
I felt like?
The episode.
You know what? You know what I felt like in the womb? A fucking winner.
You have no idea what
I felt like.
Like
a winner.
You don't know.
What? That's the only thing on my mind.
You didn't have a mind.
My only fucking memory was beating billions and billions of
you
other sperm.
You didn't have a mind.
Shit, you might have been born a loser. I was born a winner.
I wasn't. Clearly, I'm here sitting across from you.
Well, three facts later, even though we said two, here's my fact that's going to be better than yours.
Okay, it might be.
Here,
let me
here we go. What it's a gooch fact.
I'm winning the race.
It's a gooch fact.
Okay, let me. Give me the gooch.
The stitch that runs along the bottom of a man's scrotum, which until I read this, I didn't even realize that it was a stitch, but it is.
It's
the stitch that runs along the bottom of a man's scrotum is the scar of what would have been a vagina.
Oh, because we all started out as bitches.
We all were bitches. And then them dicks came in.
The dicks came in, so then the vagina had to shoop itself up,
and that's the little you know how the bottom of every ball sack looks
so
like a leaf?
So if I want to lick your pussy, all I have to do is
lick the bottom of the
and
balls.
Lick the stitch.
Lick that, it's the ghost of my pussy.
Your fans are going to have a field
day.
Wait. What you saying,
man? Wait, let me finish it, though.
Wait.
The stitch that runs along the bottom of a man's scrotum is the scar of what would have been a vagina. That's where the labia fused together when the male hormones kicked in during the embryonic development.
Is that why it feels so good when we lick the gooch? So if you want to know what it feels like to receive some head. So that's you might get a little taste of. I mean, you don't get the full thing because licking the clit is just everything.
So time I got my gooch serviced, I was getting my pussy
out.
Ate.
You got your pussy ate out.
That's what it feels like for y'all.
Big cat energy.
I'm a big old fan.
You're a big fan.
I'm a big fan.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
Hey, fellas, next time you trying to get your box ate. Just know that the stitch used to be what made you a bitch.
This has been another episode of
We
Thick
Was All
Friends.
Bitches.
I'm co-host Persephone.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
We'll see y'all next time.
Hey.
All right, what's going on? It's your girl, Lala Shepherd.
Boss Britt the Most Lit.
What's up? It's your girl, DJ Excel, and you are tuned into the Progress Report podcast.
Okay, and if you're a fan of hip-hop news and culture, make sure y'all like and subscribe to our podcast, The Progress Report.
Brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.